Welcome to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. The discussions and topics covered in this podcast are based on my personal experiences, research, and opinions only, and should not be considered as a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Breaking Through Darkness is meant for informational and awareness purposes only. I am not a licensed therapist or a mental health professional. If you're struggling right now, you're not alone. I encourage you to seek the advice of a qualified mental health professional or licensed therapist. Please check out our website at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of resources.
In John 16, Jesus tells us that true believers will be expelled from the synagogues, churches. A time is coming when those who kill true believers will think they are doing a holy service to God. Today is a continuation of one of those times, because after Jesus died and was rose again, early church went through extreme persecution. They were killed, they were thrown to the lions, they were killed in the arena before cheering crowds. But in all of this, I had to think about, you know, the white American church today. And I just have to, try and wrap my mind around what the moral right-wing philosophies of today, what they're trying to do and accomplish. Because I don't think that God needs help in judging morality. I don't think that Jesus needs any help with grace. I don't think that God calls us to judge people. And you might say, well, what's the Ten Commandments all about? And I will tell you that the Ten Commandments existed in the Old Testament to show us that we had no ability to come before a truly holy God without a blood offering. And when that perfect blood offering was made of Jesus' death and accepted in his resurrection for the world to see. And the reality of it was God accepted Jesus' sacrifice as soon as he died. And the burden that he must have carried on that cross for every single sin that existed before him, during his life, and after, through our years of life and beyond until the end of time. That had to be an excruciatingly painful and difficult time, because Jesus had never been separated from God the Father or God the Holy Spirit ever in infinite history. But he loved us enough to take, for me, to take my sin on himself and love me and care for me and give me grace that I don't deserve. And give me the ability to do things for other people that aren't selfish, that aren't self-centered, but to really live to help other people. But I see in the world today all sorts of calls for violence, for angry discussions on all sides. And the reality is that Martin Luther King Jr. had it right when he talked about civil discourse and never stooping to the level of his enemies. If anyone in my lifetime, and I was very, very young when Martin Luther King Jr. died, but if anyone lived a life where he loved his enemies, I believe he's one of the best examples that exists. I will do everything that I can the rest of my life to follow that example, to do my best to love people that don't love me back, to do my best to care about the lives of others, to look at the elderly in my community and smile at them and talk to them and care for them. To me, that's a much better life than being angry or afraid or depressed or anxious, because I had all of those things, but I never truly had the peace that passes all understanding until recently. And I wondered if I can live nearly six decades and completely miss true peace in my life, how that might be true for a lot of people. Because I had the physical reality of a family who supported me. Children who are doing tremendously well in their careers and social interactions. My wife who loved me beyond anything that I deserve. And still, even through all of that, I had a complete mental break. And the causes of that could have been COVID, they could have been January 6th, they could have been my bosses, they could have been a number of things. But the reality is that I allowed those things to control my life. And I don't want to ever be in a position where I let something control my life that's completely outside of my control. I want to today live like I'm dying, because I am. All of us on this earth from the day we're born start a progression towards death. In some cases, people live hours from now. In some cases, people live days. In some people's cases, months. In some people's cases, years, and some decades. But no matter what, the thing that's true for every single individual is that our bodies are dying. And I don't want that to be a negative thing, because that's just the truth of this world. But I do want to consider myself what it means to live in peace, no matter what turmoil is going on around me, no matter what chaos exists, no matter how hard people try and bring me down or engage me in angry discourse. I don't want to be that person. I want to be a person that loves others, that cares for others, that is practical in understanding that some people it's best to stay away from, because for whatever reason, they trigger me. And that might be for the next month, the next year, for the rest of my life. But I have to have the wisdom to know who I can associate with and who I cannot. And it doesn't mean that you don't love people because you won't associate with them. It means that you love people enough to put a boundary up that says, I need my space from you. And the only way that I can do that is by putting you at arm's length. And you don't have to say that specifically, but there have been many, many people over the last couple years that I've had to do that with. People that I thought are tremendously close friends, people that I thought I could rely on with anything, people that I thought I could count on no matter what. And it wasn't the case. And then in many other examples, it was the case. And so for all of those people in the second category, those are the ones that I want to get close to, that I want to draw near to, that I want to spend time with. Because honestly, for me, life is too short to live in turmoil and chaos and anxiety and depression. I honestly wasted so much of my life in six decades not realizing that the peace of God that passes all understanding was at my fingertips and was offered to me daily. Instead, I chose to live in fear, to live in anxiety, to live in depression, certain that I was about to lose everything, when the reality was that was never the case. But my mind was such a strong muscle, negative muscle in me, that it drove me in to the biggest hole that I'd ever been in my life. So while all the negative things that I talked about earlier did happen, it was me that is responsible for letting myself get to that place. And honestly, as I look back, I'm glad that it happened, because I don't know that I would have ever been diagnosed with bipolar disorder if that event had not occurred. And while the medications are just a first step, they are a huge positive baseline for allowing me to live my life fully and effectively. And I can relate to people with bipolar disorder because I've lived through it. I've gone through it all of my life and never understood exactly what was going on. And my goal is that people would know that early on. Mental Health America is just a great website that has toolkits and tools and tests to be able to give people an understanding and then follow up with a licensed therapist or healthcare professional to understand what they're dealing with mentally. And so somehow in my life, I actually benefited in the long term from the worst valley of my life. And I think that's true for all of us. A truth in life is that all valleys end. But the reality after that is whether we accept that or not, whether I step forward with hope or whether I step forward with depression again, that I choose darkness over light, that I choose living like a dead man versus being fully alive and enjoying the times I have with my wife and animals and children. I love those times that I get to spend with them. And since my kids are both in other states and living their own lives, I so much appreciate time with them. And sometimes bipolar disorder tries to rob me of that. And I have to fight, and I have to fight hard to work through a depressive phase and engage in the joy of the time that I have with my daughter, with my son. Two adults that I'm tremendously proud of. Two adults that I call my heroes in many situations. Two adults who don't need dad anymore. They need a peer. They need somebody to be equal, not over them, but equal. And that's what they are to me. And even beyond that, I probably learn more from them than they do for me. So anyway, in John 16, and I'd love for you to read that for yourself, but at the end, Jesus talks about righteousness being available because he's going to be with the Father. And even though we won't see him anymore, that judgment is going to come on the evil one, on Satan, on darkness, because Jesus was willing to die for me. And not just die, but die the most excruciating, painful, horrible death that ever existed in the history of the world. All because he loves you. Thanks for listening to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. Be sure to tune in regularly for new episodes and blogs each week. If you're facing struggles, you're not alone. Please reach out. I would love to hear your story. It's important to note that I am not a licensed therapist. However, there are numerous professionals in your area ready to assist you. Visit our website's resource page at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of valuable connections. Always remember, you are worthy, you are resilient, you are awesome. You were created for extraordinary things. Find your purpose and shine bright in this world.